Sunday, January 25th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know exactly what's going on, and if you're a long-time listener of this show and check out what I claim, you know what's going on. The Democrat Party has an official plan called the Podesta Plan that is built around if Trump ever got back in office and deployed ICE like presidents have done in the 23-year history of ICE, then they will have their mobs attack ICE, and that when ICE then defends themselves, at some point there's going to be some dead people on both sides, and then they build Trump as a dictator and use that as a pretext to have the blue states go into open rebellion and start seceding. Now, that's an official Democrat Party plan. I made a big deal about it since they first said in August of 2020, if he wins, if we can't steal it, we're going to do that. And then right before Trump won again in 2024, they said, we're going to go with that plan. So my job is really easy because we have the enemy's own plans. But it's also hard because I've been hammering this and hammering this, and we're just now seeing the White House and people get it and talk about it. But if you just look at the tragedies that happen here and there that are caused by them triggering all this, and if you only focus on those and debate individual events, you're down on their level where they want you to be. Instead of going, look, they said they would do this, they're the ones fomenting it. So you have this latest guy shot, and we now have the details on that, what really happened. We'll be getting into it. This better up-close footage has been released. But when you pull back from it, this is exactly what they want. Then you have Senator Chris Murphy, one of the most evil senators in Congress out of Connecticut, and others saying Trump is planning to cancel the 2026 election. They're not even speculating. They're just, it's a fact. If he wins, he's stolen it. Well, he says, last week he said he's going to cancel them. Now he says he's going to steal them. Now, remember, they indicted Trump for saying that 2020 was stolen from him, but he had evidence. And Jack Smith just testified to Congress about that this week. So it's just wild, folks. And they're definitely going for broke on this. They're definitely going with the Civil War secession plan. And I'm going to say it again. We need press conferences. We need fireside chats with the president. We need all of his surrogates spelling this out. You see Stephen Miller doing it some. You see Noam today saying this is all deliberate to create a civil war because they're trying to cover up all the corruption they're involved in. And she also said clearly we were already doing research. Walls and the other Democrats are involved in the fraud. She said, of course they are. They're running it. So they're cornered rats, folks, and they have no other choice but to go with this. Meanwhile, their whole globalist system is falling apart in live time. All their big globalist projects are being abandoned, not just here, but around the world. And so that makes them very, very dangerous because they're cornered. So on this live Sunday, January 25th, 2026 transmission, we're going to go through all the latest on this. And then while we are being diverted with their distractions that are still important, but those are the distractions from their globalist project falling apart and humanity waking up to them and all the corruption coming out. So Democrat senators now claiming Trump plans to cancel 2026 elections and declare martial law. They're also claiming he plans to steal it, when in reality, via the Podesta plan, they intend to trigger a new civil war and the end of the country as we know it.
The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening
Our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sunday, January 25th, the year is 2026. I'm your chronicler, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, local cable and VHF. Tell them about Infowars.com/show, band.video, the feed on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show, and X, the mighty X at Real Alex Jones. We're now in day 270 of the Trump administration, already into the second year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right now. We have incredible discoveries that I spent hours today researching. Unbelievable. Journalists were able to infiltrate the Signal chat app used by the Democrats in Minnesota, and via that into California, Illinois, you name it. And it is state senators, state reps, high-level staffers of Walls commanding people to harass and attack ICE and stalk them and dox them and foment all this. Now, we already knew that was going on, but here is confirmation. Unbelievable. And in the Signal chat apps, feeds are hundreds of videos of, well, I could call them as communists, running these operations. So there's your racketeering right there. It's one thing to say we're not going to aid federal agents following the Constitution with court orders and warrants. That's just obstruction of justice. But when you're out there quarterbacking, working with thousands of people, and working with NGOs, it is a conspiracy. It is racketeering. So I could do the whole 4 hours tonight on that. Okay? Just that. Incredible. Because they upload videos of themselves doing it and the meetings they have and in the field and stalking, harassing innocent people, demanding citizens' papers. I mean, it's everything they claim ICE is doing, they're doing it with no legal authority. Then you've got Senator Chris Murphy and others coming out and saying Trump is going to steal the election for sure, and he's going to cancel it, and he's a dictator.
And this is just.
And we've got to overthrow him. And then we've got all the politicians, the Democrats, saying they're illegitimate, they're criminal, they're not real law enforcement. You don't have to follow their orders to get the public to go crazy. And again, you've heard me talk about this for 5 years, five and a half, because I've never seen anything like it. August of 2020, front page New York Times, 30-page article, direct link to the war game, the Podesta plan, how they would do this, how they'd say, we will say that ICE is illegal, we will say they're Nazis, we will say they're attacking innocent people, we will order people to resist, we'll have our NGOs resist, people will die, and when they die, we will then start fomenting a civil war. And now you see exactly that happening. And it enrages me that there's almost nothing from the White House or Trump surrogates on this. We have some things from Stephen Miller, some from Noam, some from Homan, but they need to be front and center saying, do you understand? The vice president went there last week and gave a good speech and explained, we're following federal law. You have violence because for the first time they're saying resist agents that are simply arresting child molesters, murderers, you name it, even when they have them in the jail or there's prison sentences over, but we have these other convictions and things, they won't give them to us. They just release them. That's why this is out of control, and they're fomenting this as a political diversion, and the Democrats are behind it. Yeah, that's true. But you have the damn plan that triggers a civil war and blue states and cities seceding, and you have all these movies like One Battle After Another and Civil War pre-programming into the public. So I got hundreds of other incredible articles and incredible news stories that are very interesting, and I'll get to some of them. But front and center, this is their last plan. This is what they said they would do if Trump ever got back in and started exposing their corruption. So there's nothing more frustrating than having their plan and then not seeing people understand it. I mean, we have the damn enemy's playbook. It's like in a war, you know, the enemy's next battle plan falls in your hands. It'd be like in World War II where we broke the German Enigma code early in the war. That's how we beat them. I mean, this is the equivalent of having the enemy's decoder machines. And now we have thousands and thousands and thousands of videos, hundreds of thousands of chats, not just in Minnesota, it's all over the country, of them organized, led by state senators, mayors, I mean, in the field, commanding the vehicles attacking ICE. And you see the mayors in Chicago and Minneapolis and D.C. and New York saying, we've got a hotline, we've got apps, get out there, we have rapid response forces getting their faces. I mean, they admit they're doing it, but this is them commanding it on the ground. Illegal as hell. So we have that. And they know the jig's up. They know the election fraud's all being proven. I mean, so much comes out every day now, it makes my head spin. They've got all these new whistleblowers, all the documents, the lawsuits they're winning. They've got Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan admitting, okay, millions of Trump votes weren't counted. Oh, there's 6.5 million people registered to vote in Wisconsin, only 4 million voters. And then when they look at all these people voting that aren't even real or live in other states or are dead, it's 99% voting for Biden. I mean, and Democrats. I mean, it's just insane the level of theft here. And that's why they're so dangerous. And now we learn the theft in California is in the hundreds of billions. The theft in New York is in the upwards of $100 billion. Minnesota, probably $50 billion. I mean, this is organized mass crime, ladies and gentlemen. And they'll do anything to stay in power. So they invoke the crisis. They tell people these are Nazis. They tell them they're illegitimate. They tell them they're criminals. They tell them they should be arrested, but we're not going to do it. But you go out and fight them. All these people show up with guns. In Austin, in Dallas, in San Antonio, I see it where I live, in New York, in the cities in Florida, in Illinois, in Minnesota, everywhere. And you've only got a few Border Patrol and ICE that have been killed, and only 3 citizens killed so far, 2 in the last 3 weeks. I am really surprised that it's that low. And we can spend all day showing the new video of the guy getting shot yesterday and We now have the HD of it. It's clear that they thought he had another gun and a bunch of stuff fell on the ground and they got scared and said, gun, when they got his other gun and shot him. But they're not going to go to jail for it because they didn't do it on purpose. They thought they were in danger. And he came with a gun and stuck himself in the middle of a riot. That's like, I-35 is a few miles from here. People are driving 85 miles an hour on it. And if I just stood on the side of the road and just ran out in front of cars, somebody hits me, it's not their fault. And it turns out this nurse seems like a nice guy who got killed. His family, with the messages are public, told him, don't do this. Don't do this. Be smart. I mean, I would not get anywhere near that. Like I said, I've been driving through neighborhoods before and seen a SWAT team and a bunch of police at a house. I don't just run up and start screaming at them. I mean, that's just really dangerous, folks. So, you know, but again, who brought in the 40 million illegals? Who allowed all the human trafficking? The millions dead from fentanyl, the tens of thousands dead from the crime, the rape, the murder, the DUI. I mean, I've got family hit and run by illegals. I've got crew killed by illegal aliens. I mean, I've experienced the crime wave of this. So have you. And so nobody humanizes that, though. You know the name of the Border Patrol agents shot and killed last year? Do you know the names of the ICE agents shot? You got to look them up. But you know the names of the few people that ICE has killed. And they go, oh, this five-year-old boy outside of school, they grabbed him as bait. No, his dad ran off. Illegal alien with a big rap sheet. They just took him into the school. They admit now that wasn't true, but it doesn't matter. Oh, they're me, the little boy with his blue octopus hat on. So all they have is this emotion and manipulation. Now, I want to play a clip of a guy I really like. Been on the show many times. We need to get him back on the show. Sam Tripoli, 3 years ago on Joe Rogan, before I didn't hit anything else, because this is how the public's brain works. This video resurfaced yesterday. It trended on X, tens of millions of views, which is great. And this is Sam Tripoli with classic intelligence, different types of intelligence. I don't mean like mental intelligence. I mean intelligence, you know, intel. Information, observing media propaganda and knowing what was going to come next, and having sources in intel that said we're phasing out in 2023 of the transgender cult, which you now see. We're going all to migrants being hurt by ICE and illegal alien riots. Now, remember, since 2020, I've been saying it every day because they said we're going to go to this if Trump ever wins. And then they had it kind of moving into their new operation with replacement migration in Europe and here to fire up these groups to destabilize things if the populace in the countries don't go along with the globalists. But as soon as Trump won the election, they went into high gear on this. Now, I go right to their own documents, right to their own statements. That's the best intel is enemy battle plans that are confirmed that you can then track. That's the best intel you want. But most intel is on-the-ground observation. You observe the propaganda. You observe the movements. You observe it. And that's what Tripoli did a great job. So I was like, oh, my God, how did Tripoli predict that the whole new thing would be migrant riots and anti-ICE riots? They say in the Podesta plan that we put articles up, Breitbart Report on it, New York Times, it's got a link to it. You know, they call it what to do if Trump wins the election. That's the battle plan's actual name. And it says, when they go out to do regular ICE enforcement, which is just the Interior Border Patrol, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they also, when people are making fake NFL jerseys or whenever they go raid the swap meets, it's their job. And they just act like they're not police. It's all illegal. There's no warrants. That's not true. And on. It's court orders, administrative warrants, and regular warrants. They always have one. That's when they broke in a few weeks ago to the FBI manager's car. They're like, look at all this. They know where these people live and that they're not citizens and what they do and everything. Well, yeah, and look, they got arrest warrants here for them. They got court. Yeah. Think they just show up somewhere randomly looking for somebody? I mean, they've done some stuff like go to Home Depot. So, you know, we got like 20 illegals out front every hour trying to, they've scooped them up too because Trump did. They say they did, but I've confirmed they have. They've got quotas, which I don't think is a good idea. I said day one, and they kind of did this, but kind of didn't. I said, just focus on the people with huge criminal records. But ICE is like, well, okay, well, when we're out doing this, we run other people that are here illegally, and once you get them, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. But the point is that the hardened criminals, because there's millions of them, they're the ones we really need to go after. So we're here. We have all these senators today, all over TV, saying Trump is going to steal the election, and he's going to cancel the election, and he's a dictator, and ICE is illegal, and he's coming after everybody. And then you have the Podesta plan where they say, if he ever wins again, we're going to order mobs to attack ICE and have the blue cities not work with ICE. And then in key places like Minnesota, have the cities and the state come out and attack and demonize ICE and have Democrat politicians with all this NGO money out there quarterbacking attacks on them. So they're starting the civil war. That's what this is. And I know you're like, yeah, we know. We heard this 85,000 times. Yeah, but we're here now. You may know that. I may know that. The general public still don't get it, folks. They look at each case and go, oh, look, they shot that woman. Oh, look. Yeah, they had a million people protesting up there this weekend, and one guy with a gun, and he gets tackled, and then there's stuff flying around and things falling out and clips on the ground and gun, and in the hysteria, he gets shot. Yeah. Don't play in traffic. Sad he's dead. But the point is they created the chaos and said they're going to create the chaos to get this done. So they started it. It's their plan to do this. They're the bad guys. Again, ICE is 10,000 enforcers on the enforcement side against 40 million illegals. I'm surprised under the incredible pressure they're in that they haven't had more mistakes, you could say. But it wasn't intentional. And he came to that event and he was armed. And that's what happens. So they will not be convicted. Believe me, they're not happy about that. They're going to have to get lawyers. They're going to get sued. They're going to get doxxed. They're trying to not do that. But they're like, gun. He had a gun. Bunch of stuff falls out on the ground. They think it's a gun. Boom. They're highly trained, folks. These are almost all former police and military. They're not hiring wimps, as you can see. But they're also not playing around, folks. They're out there being screamed at and attacked all day long, surrounded. And then you want to go insert yourself in the middle of it, you're asking for it, folks. It'd be like if there was a 50-mile-an-hour, 100-mile-an-hour windstorm, and I went up to Mount Bonnell in Austin, the highest point, and stood on the edge of a cliff, and then I get blown off the cliff, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't get in high wind and stay on the edge of a freaking cliff. Don't play in traffic. This is an invasion to break our country, Cloward and Piven, replacement migration, on record. The Podesta plan is to use this to trigger a civil war. We have them. So, yeah, I'll individually get on ICE's ass when somebody makes a mistake or does something wrong, but they are responding to the takeover. They are the literal front line in the attempt to take down this country. Look at the thankless job, the David versus Goliath job. Look at the attacks. Yeah, they're warriors. They're heroes. And some listeners want to say, oh, my God, you're sucking the weenie of the police state. No, I'm not. The police state is the Democrats and the left and them wanting to take our kids and brainwash us and take our speech. When you have illegal aliens run by the Democratic Party committing mass crimes and the left telling their people go out and riot, and we've still got men and women willing to go out there and face this attack, to do their job, to get child molesters, arsonists, murderers, bank robbers, carjackers on the streets. Let me tell you, I wouldn't take ICE's job, because I'm going to tell you right now, somebody starts spitting in my face, it hits me in the head with a big old piece of ice, I go crazy. Somebody rams my car, I wouldn't be as controlled as they are. New videos today of them being rammed. And so I'm just like, you don't need to hire me for that. Because I just can't take it. I have seen extreme restraint. And look, I'll tell you, Trump doesn't want to be pushed around. He doesn't want to have the globalists get what they want. And I know he knows that their main attack point is Minnesota right now. But I don't know. I don't want them to have a victory and say ICE evacuated, but they might just need to pull back a little bit, a lot. And not say they are, but pull back, because they're getting ready to false flag a group of illegal aliens and blame ICE and Trump. And it won't be one dead guy. It'll be 100, as I've been saying. That's the next move. And so I think they need to pull back, do intel research for a few weeks, and, you know, really assess things, because we're reaching the main point of the trap here right now. And I've really thought about this a lot in the last few days, and I think don't give them a public victory, but don't give them what they want, because they're the ones in their own documents that want violence while claiming we do. But I say pull back, get more intel and more overwatch when they go out, because the setup, you can feel it. You can see the last piece hitting. The false flag's about to hit. I just, in my gut, I'm sure of it. And what's ICE going to do when there's 1,000 people out there protesting him and somebody out of a parking garage mows down 200 people and blames ICE? We're there. So you better get ready to respond to that. Because just like I know at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, that sun's coming up, I know that this is about to happen in every fiber of my body. So I've got the Democrats saying Trump's going to steal the election and cancel at the same time. I've got all their signal stuff that's been captured showing the terrorism they're involved in. I've got all these incredible clips. I got Sam Tripoli I want to get to, who at the intel level is at the intel of grassroots, seeing it and predicting next will be the ICE thing to bring in tyranny. You're right, Sam, and it's called the Podesta Plan. Let's move to the final piece where it's not just your assessment that's common sense and true. Let's move now to... Sam was asked me on a few months ago, I don't know why it didn't happen. Get me on Sam's show. I'll go explain to him. So I know he's a smart guy. But there's nothing more frustrating than having the actual battle plan. Here's a short clip. We'll go to break with it. This is Democrats' rhetoric trying to trigger violence. Here it is.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. Oh, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake up.
Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a 5-alarm fire, everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I
want to
plug Sam's show, The Irish Demos, was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff amazing stuff packed into it that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from Arctic Austin, braving this global warming, broadcasting worldwide. Thanks for joining us tonight. Okay, by the way, Sam Tripoli, known him decades, really smart guy, popular talk show host. He's actually already scheduled tomorrow. He was already scheduled, so that's great. 1 p.m. for 2 hours. Look forward to that. 1 p.m. Central, the last 2 hours, second half of the broadcast tomorrow. So this is bigger than Sam Tripoli or me, and I'm not analyzing this to go, oh, Sam has the opinion of this, and everybody's blown away that 3 years ago he predicted the next phase of unrest would be anti-ICE riots out of a clear blue sky. And he did that from his own intel sources and from watching the news media shift. Yes, but we have this. It's linked to the New York Times and everywhere else. In August of 2020, and then they reissued it right before Trump won a year and a half ago, preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. Sounds nice. Says we're going to trigger attacks on ICE doing their regular job, doing the same thing they always did, and we're going to call them Nazis and call Trump a dictator and use that as a pretext to have blue states secede and create a civil war. Again, a big deal. So I've learned this, though, that people take a clip of me 15 years ago saying they're going to have us 6 feet apart, make us wear masks, lock us in our houses, use smartphones to control us, give us so-called vaccines that erase our immune systems. Now, they don't show the 30-minute breakdown where I show the documents. They just say this man is Nostradamus. How did he? Because it's a freaking UN report that was then adopted as the BioShield plan and billions of dollars of funding for the U.S. government in 2004. I mean, you know, that's official John Hopkins, CIA, Department of Defense, UN, WHO, their plan. How they'll use a respiratory virus out of China, this is 2004, in the future, to bring in global government. And Lou Dobbs and Judicial Watch sued back in 2006, got documents out of BAM Canada at the big secret North American Union meeting where they had all the major world leaders there secretly. And it said we're going to use a virus to bring in control and have lockdowns. And that's going to get people ready for carbon lockdowns in the future. And then sure as hell, I said, watch, next they're going to say 5 years ago they want carbon lockdowns. And then they said that because it's in the plan. They don't have all these CEOs and world leaders meet in secret in BAM Canada to come up with plans they ain't going to try. And again, I go back to this. It's like we have them, people. But you know all those clips you see with like 100 million views, 50 million views, it'll be a 40-second clip or a minute clip where I just say what's going to happen. They don't show the first or the end. And the people are smart. They put those clips out knowing if it's Nostradamus and people see a clip from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and it all came true, they go, how the hell? It's like, wow, wow. Because if I put a clip, I've done it myself now. If I put a clip out showing the evidence, nobody wants it. I put a clip out about atrazine sterilizing frogs and twisting their gender and show 30 minutes of documents, no one cares. But if I just say they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay, it gets billions of views. So it's just weird human psychology. So here's Tripoli, who's on tomorrow. And he's on Rogan. And I remember seeing it back at the time. I think even elaborated, but notice the clip they put out doesn't show that. It's like, this guy's Nostradamus. No, you can be Nostradamus too. Because the enemy plans are public. And I harp on this to the White House, everybody else. You have the Democrats saying we're going to trigger ICE riots and say the president's illegitimate. He's planning to steal the election or cancel the election. And now it's following the exact plan and the exact playbook. And I'm just like, What was that movie? Came out about 10 years ago. It's actually a pretty good Tom Cruise movie. I like his science fiction movies better than his other ones. Mission Impossible is boring, but I like his science fiction movies. Oblivion's good. It's Oblivion, what's it called? What's the other one, though, where the aliens control time and they attack in France? And for whatever reason, he keeps getting woken back up and sent back to fight the same battle hundreds of times. And he finally starts trying to convince the generals. But every time he gets sent back, he has to try to reconvince them again. And then finally they listen to him and they go and they beat the aliens. Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, it's like, I'm just like constantly, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day, Groundhog Day. I mean, I know how to beat them. I know how to beat them. I'm like, here it is, here it is, here it is. And I'm just like pulling my hair out. I mean, there ain't much left. Oh. Meanwhile, top trending X, tens of millions of views. Great. Sam Tripoli, smart guy. But he got it from his intel sources who'd been told what was coming next, and he got it by watching the media. That's great, Sam. Here's the actual plan. Game over. So here's Tripoli.
We're in the Bolshevik War right now, bro. And right now what's coming up is all the pride stuff is going to be... Okay, so I had this woman come on my podcast. Her name's Mel Kay. She goes, I've been talking to some people in the intelligence, and they go, this gay pride stuff is going away. And the next thing you're going to see are immigration riots. This is going to be right around the next election. So, hand to God, we do this episode. Next day, Starbucks is like, we're banning all the pride stuff. And now you start seeing these little, they're putting little breadcrumbs out, man. Little breadcrumbs. Oh, I saw this one thing in Chicago. Oh, yeah, illegal immigrants are upset about where they're staying. And these illegal immigrants who speak no English are holding up perfectly written English signs saying we're tired of how we're being treated.
And now you see that now.
And now you're starting to see this over and over again. Eric, so everyone's always like when all these Republican governors are like sending these immigrants all over the country. Everyone's like, yeah, you're showing those Democrats. Bro, they're moving assets. I know it sounds crazy, but that is 100 what is percent.
What do you mean they're moving assets? What do you mean?
Dude, these guys coming into the country, bro, have you seen them? A lot of them are Chinese, and a lot of them are military Russian age people. Too. And I'm telling you, they're moving, and this is what's going to be right around 2024 election. Immigration riots, people going nuts, and as listen to this, and you'll start seeing all the little breadcrumbs. I'm telling you, that's what they want you to think.
You're buying it.
Oh, I thought they're moving assets, bro.
You're the puppet.
They're moving assets.
What do you mean, like military people?
Dude, study the Bolshevik War. It is happening in real time. 100%.
But
I just wanted to get that out to everybody because I'm trying to warn people. This is what's next.
Yeah, it is, and now you're here. And now we have all the signals, chats, and videos of these people. And it's top Democrats running it, of course. I mean, in the field. And it's so professional. And they go train them at churches how to attack ICE, how to ram them, then how to act like they're victims when they get pulled out, how to scream, oh, you're hurting me. Oh, you just beat me. They'll just grab, oh, you just hit me. Oh, I mean, it's all theater, folks. And Trump's like, we're enforcing the law. But I prayed about this today. I spent a lot of time thinking about it yesterday. Don't give them a victory and say you're standing down in Minnesota, but the false flag's imminent. I'd reduce operations 90%. I'd pull in, do training, and then do overwatch, and then decide, what are you going to do with somebody out of a parking garage or out of a panel truck mows down a few hundred people and blames you? Because that's the final ingredient in their own plan, that there's a massacre of hundreds of people by ICE. It's here. It's here. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's like mama's baking a birthday cake for dad who's getting home at 7. And you get home after school at 4 o'clock. She pulls the cake out of the oven. She's got icing sitting on the counter. She goes, come in here and help me do this. And you sit there with mama and you get the icing out and you put icing on the cake. They got the icing. They're putting the icing on the cake. And I'm just sitting there going, they're putting the damn icing on, people. Please, please. Please, please. ICE needs to quietly pull back right now and get ready for this and get your messaging ready. Yeah, here's Tim Walz, his deputy chief of staff, driving around just this week. And she's doing training on how to harass. It goes on and on. Let's go to Senator Chris Murphy, who quarterbacked the DOJ CIA operations against this operation that's come out. Here he is. Totally misrepresenting. Trump has already sent letters to all these Democrat governors saying, help ICE. Give us people that have criminal records when you're released from jail. And give us your voter roll databases. And I'm not going to sue you, which he's already starting to do. So Bondi sends another letter saying the same thing again. And they go, oh, Trump is saying he'll pull ICE out of Minnesota if they do what he wants. Like that's blackmail. He always said, just aid ICE getting people with criminal records on top of being here illegally, and we'll pull out like they've done in all the other states that do their job. ICE just wants to go pick them up at the jail. And give us the voter rolls, which we know. I mean, Wisconsin has 6.5 million voters for 4 million voters. Michigan admits they have millions of fake voters. Trump's like, okay, I won't keep suing. I won't do this. Just give me the stuff. He said it over and over again. They take this new letter and go, oh, my God. They're blackmailing the governors. No, that's why they're there. And it's all coming out. So here's Chris Murphy saying Trump is going to steal the election. Last week he said he's going to cancel it. The other Democrats are saying it. You see them everywhere. Remember, you're not supposed to say an election ever gets stolen. That doesn't exist. If you question an election, you should be indicted like Trump was, even though he had proof. They, with no proof, are now saying he stole 2024. They're saying he's going to steal this one in 10 months. Yeah, that's how far out we are, folks. And it's because they know their fraud's being exposed. The world's turning against them. And what did Podesta say? What's the official Democrat plan? Use ICE to say they're tyrants, to create a civil war, so they have cover for a Western alliance, as they call it, secession. And they made a movie called Civil War, produced 3 years ago, released last year, all about it. It's all scripted, folks. It's all prepared. It's all planned. And I'm sitting here like the edge of tomorrow, just like knowing the next play. And just like I say, it's going to happen. And are we just going to sit here stupid and like do this? I mean, come on, people. It's like Tom Cruise in the movie keeps begging the general, like, I've been in this battle 200-something times. Believe me, sir. Just. And by the end, the guy finally listens to him because he has so much information about you did this today. You did that. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And the guy finally goes, okay, I believe you. And then they beat the aliens. But with me, it's like, here's their own document. You don't have to believe me. It's just right here. Like, go read this. Did they do this? Yeah, we're like 80% through it now. The last part comes now. Please. Please. I'm begging everyone. I don't know what I'm supposed to do at this point. I'm literally going crazy. I'm losing sleep over this. That's like, that's just... Go to Senator Murphy. Here he is.
By now, you've seen this horrific video, another individual killed in the inhumanity of this. We cannot fund ICE as it is constituted today. But we found out something else really important today. Pam Bondi sent a letter to state officials in Minnesota in which she made a list of demands for ICE to leave Minneapolis. And one of those demands was that the state turn over its voter rolls to the federal government. This has never been about public safety. Minneapolis is a much less safe place today because ICE is there. This is likely about trying to rig and steal the election. Donald Trump is wildly unpopular. He is not committed to democracy. And he knows the only way that his movement is to retain power, the only way that his corporate allies retain power, his billionaire allies retain power this November, is for Trump to steal the election. And so he's saying to Minneapolis, if you don't give me control of the voter rolls, then ICE isn't leaving. And you can see that if he gets away with it in Minnesota, he's likely going to try it in places like Philadelphia and Phoenix, other key cities in swing states. So understand why it's so important for us to draw a line. I have been arguing all weekend that the Senate should not pass funding for the Department of Homeland Security. First and foremost, because this is a rogue agency that is operating outside of the law and is killing American citizens, but also because the underlying game here may be to steal the 2026 election. And no senator, but in particular, no Democratic senator, should play a part in that.
But election fraud doesn't exist. He's put in jail if you say it. That right? And they're all saying that because there are more people voted in Phoenix than there are voters. There's more people voted in Chicago than there are voters, and in Philadelphia and in Atlanta and everywhere else. They know, people, the jig is up. Trump's always had these demands. I'll get out of your state if you give me all this. Now they're like, oh, my God, we're being held hostage. Oh, like you guys with the government shutdowns? So here's a clip of a reporter doing a good job breaking this down. And just go to X, and if you got hours and hours, because, I mean, I spent 2 hours this morning on this alone. I only looked at a small part. I got mad because I just can't stop watching it. And it's state senators, state congresspeople, mayors, chiefs of staffs, Walls, high-level staff members, literally, not just their chats, driving around, commanding these forces, attacking ICE, trying to get them to overreact. Total trap. Signal chat infiltrated by conservative journalists reveals Democrat politicians, Tim Walz's staff, are orchestrating anti-ICE protests and doxing agents. Organized crime, folks. Here's the breakdown. Here's the video.
Yesterday, investigative journalist Cam Higby began releasing information obtained after infiltrating the Minneapolis ICE Watch signal chat conversations. And the information that he has found and released to the public is absolutely incredible. He began by releasing screen recordings of their members list, and investigators over on X have been taking that list and researching who these people are when they've decided to use their real names. We're talking about local politicians, we're talking about national journalists, and yes, even people connected directly to Governor Walz himself. Local politicians like Audrin Chowdhury, a St. Paul City Council member, and at the state level, people like Brad Tabke, a Minnesota state representative. Sergio Martinez, a national correspondent for NPR. Hua Jong Kim, another St. Paul councilwoman. Others have also been identified. Local politician David Snyder has been identified as one of the admins in the anti-ICE signal organization. Minnesota state candidate Anita Smithson, also identified as a dispatcher. And it is now believed that this person, Amanda Noel Kohler, may in fact be the ringleader of what appears to be a very sophisticated, very well-funded, organized crime operation. And here she is smiling with Governor Twinkletoes Sparkle Fingers as a political strategist for his campaign. You know who else is found in these signal chat conversations? Renee Good and Alex Pretty, two people who have lost their lives when conducting domestic terror tactics under the supervision of this organization. So what else did Cam Higby discover? Well, it appears as though they have direct access to the National License Plate Identification Network, which can only be obtained with cooperation through law enforcement or somebody embedded in law enforcement that has access to that database. They also know the exact timing and movements of law enforcement and shift changes, information that can also, again, only be learned when you have people embedded in law enforcement. So you've got local politicians, you've got national media, you've got coordination with local law enforcement, and you have a connection directly to the governor's office. So now I understand why the Department of Justice has been demanding records through subpoenas to a grand jury of St. Paul, Minneapolis, the governor's office, the attorney general's office, and the mayors of those two cities and local prosecutors. Does the Department of Justice already know the detailed level of sophistication this organization is operating under? And are they looking for additional information so that they can start making arrests? And just think about it. All of this organization, all of this money, all of this insurrection, simply because one person walked into a state and found billions of dollars of fraud.
Let me give you a news flash. Most of the people in the DOJ are operatives. They're in on it. Remember, 6 months ago, Denver, ICE was using the federally paid for license plate reading systems, and the city shut it off to ICE. And the same thing in Minnesota. So the feds pay for it, the locals control it, which is compartmentalization. You know, that's federalism. That's generally a good rule. But they're not letting the feds use the license plate readers to get the illegals. They're using it to track the law enforcement. It's all in there. Serious felonies, giving private political operatives, NGO Soros people, access with dispatchers in live time to track ICE. Oh, I thought Palantir is tracking your license plates. Not happening. But the Democrats are. And then my point about Palantir was, yeah, watch Palantir. All this stuff's dangerous. You got all these companies, but my point was is that the big NGOs, the Democrats already have access to stuff. They already have all sorts of AI stuff, just like Palantir. And you can hear in these chats and watch these videos, they have it. And that was my point, is they're using it. I said 5-6 months ago, I said, look, they won't let, I think the headline was Denver turns off license plate reading system so ICE can't use it. Pull it up. Denver cuts off access to federal law enforcement of license plate reading cameras in Denver. That was just one example. You can pull that up. And then you ask, they asked Google AI, and I said, well, they did deny some of it, but we're not sure. No, it was the city openly said they weren't. Pull the article up. The point is, you see what I'm talking about here? ICE can't find out where a convicted pedophile is. They just released from prison and wouldn't tell ICE. ICE can't get basic DMV records. But these Democrats rolling around in their cars can. There it is. Denver, that's ABC News. Denver banned sharing of license plate reader data with the feds as part of 5-month flock contract extension. See? See? Now you starting to get it? And you know all those commies they got in the sheriff's departments and police departments and everywhere else because they're, quote, getting community. They purge the old cops out and they put in their community organizers, their social workers. Oh, they're social workers, all right. And they're in your junk. All my data. And nothing was ever bad. But they still went over every bit of it. Every single bit of it. Every single thing. Jack Smith got my cell phone illegally. I was one of his main targets. And all they got was one time when I was asleep, my wife took a picture of my Johnson and sent it to me. And they turned it around and said, Jones has a photo of a black man's penis. It's like the way they spin stuff. It's just, it's like, had to be going, you got gay stuff on your phone. Then they, that's what I get from these people. It's a picture of my dick on the internet. And I'm not trying to say, it's just the total distortion of like I'm having my privacy totally destroyed. I have, like, you know, the New York Times calling, what's this picture of a penis on your phone? And I went to IT and I said, I don't know how to search this database on my phone. I don't want to do it. Will somebody do it? And an hour later, they go, yeah, come over here. They go, yeah, they say it's a black guy's penis. Said, what is that? I go, that's my penis. But I mean, my point is that it's the level of this, folks. And what's crazy is you can see it's a pink penis. It ain't a black penis. Nothing against black penises. And I'm trying to be gross here. This is the level of the raping of my rights of these people. They got all my, I forgot to delete. That's all they got. I'm not in the dick pic department. I'm not sending pictures of my weenie around, let me tell you. But a picture I got sent, that's the end of the world, folks. So, excuse my French, that's a true story. I didn't plug this hour. Big sales actually end tonight. Up to 45% off methylene blue and more. DelicSoapStore.com. I need your support. These are incredible products. You're insane if you don't get them. Get methylene blue now. And oh, tonight's the last time you get a free t-shirt whenever you order. I forgot that too. At DelicSoapStore.com. Take action on that. That's a big deal.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That if part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO-type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into a fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.